This is Scary Stories for Creepy Kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Kella.
This story is called What Lurks in the Attic. In the quiet town of Windelburg, nestled amongst towering trees and cobblestone streets, there stood an old Victorian house. Its faded paint and creaking floorboards whispered tales of forgotten past. Locals spoke in hushed tones about the secrets that lay hidden within its walls, particularly the attic. With the creaking stairs and heavy wooden door, was a place that sent shivers down the spines of those who dared to venture near. It was said that something sinister lurked within, waiting patiently for unsuspecting souls to stumble upon its lair. One Halloween night, a couple of kids named Mason and Bella broke into the old Victorian house. They thought it would be so funny to take some pictures and post some selfies in the old house. They slipped past the old rusted fence and through a broken window. They carefully navigated into the house, guided by moonlight. As they entered, they heard faint whispering and echoing through the halls, a creak of footsteps, notes of a long-forgotten piano, as if the house was trying to communicate. Obviously their imaginations, they thought, as the duo passed on into the dark void of the house. Suddenly, the temperature dropped drastically, sending chills down their spines. "Well, it is fall," Bella said, with a new cloud of breath visible from her mouth. "Of course there's a chill in the air." They decided to explore the attic. Armed with a flashlight, they climbed the creaking stairs, their hearts pounding in their chest. Mason pushed open the heavy door. A gust of cold wind greeted them, dancing around them. The attic was a labyrinth of dusty boxes and forgotten relics, old furniture, forgotten family heirlooms, rotting and left to buried in the dust in time. Bella's flashlight flickered, casting eerie dancing shadows on the wall. She cautiously stepped forward, her eyes scanning the room for any sign of what lay in wait. Without warning, a low growl sound echoed through the attic, stopping the kids in their tracks. They could feel someone, or something, was now aware of their presence and was watching them. The growl grew louder, more menacing, as if it belonged to a creature of nightmares. Panic took over, and they turned to flee, running back from which they came, only to find the door slammed shut in their faces as they approached, trapping them inside. In the darkness, they could hear the creature's heavy footsteps drawing closer. The floorboards creaked with every unseen step. Its hot breath fell upon the back of their necks. Bella and Mason froze, hoping it wouldn't know where they were in the darkness. With trembling hands, Bella fumbled for her phone, desperate to call for help. But as she dialed, the light of her phone gave her away, and the creature lunged at her, its claws tearing through the air. The phone slipped from her grasp, crashing to the floor, leaving her defenseless against the unknown horror. Days turned into weeks, and Bella and Mason were never seen again. The old Victorian house stood silent, its attic forever holding the secrets of what lurked within. Locals whispered tales of the kids' fate, warning others to stay away from the house. The attic held a darkness that hungered for souls. So the old Victorian house remained, its attic a haunting reminder of the terrors that lay hidden patiently waiting for the next unsuspecting victim to stumble upon its lair.
Also, send us your own scary stories and we might include it on a future episode. Email us at scarystoriesforcreepykids@gmail.com. Peace out! Bye!
We're so excited to announce we're working with Fangora, as in the go-to magazine for all horror things. Shop at this link. shop.fangora.com/scarystoriesforcreepykids and snag some swag. Use code scarystoriesforcreepykids to get 20% off your order. Peace out. Bye. Nestled amongst I know.
Navigated.
I know. Oh my gosh. The phone slipped from her grasp, crashing to the floor, leaving her to flent. Can I do that again?